He wanted to bite me. He actually wanted to bite me. Can you believe that? The slender blonde girl dressed in an expensive-looking professional gray suit sounded both incensed and incredulous. I mean, who's going to take the position when being bitten is one of the job requirements? Me, thought Sarah grimly. I will, because I don't have a choice. Because I need this job too badly to turn it down for any reason. She looked down at herself, contrasting her ratty, ill-fitting black skirt and faded blue blouse with the blonde's professional attire. One of the volunteers at the women's shelter had kindly loaned Sarah a black blazer to wear with her outfit, but it didn't fit right, bulging oddly over her too large breasts. In fact, all of Sarah was too large. She was definitely what could kindly be called plus-sized. But that was all right with her. It was better to be bigger, safer to be overweight at the compound. Father Caleb was far less likely to notice you that way. In fact, Sarah had managed to be overlooked for years until... She pushed the image out of her mind. Better not to think of that right now. She'd gotten away from the compound and no one from the Brotherhood could find her. At least they hadn't found her yet. And maybe, just maybe, if she could get this job on the Kindred Mothership, they would never be able to find her again. Sarah Michaels, called the bored voice of the attendant. Sarah started at the sound of her name. She'd thought about giving a fake one, but she had to have something real to put on her resume, which contained no actual work experience except for the secretarial duties she'd done in the Brotherhood's home office. She patted her thick chestnut hair, rolled into a bun at the nape of her neck, and adjusted her round glasses nervously on the bridge of her nose. The glasses were another part of her act, her camouflage. The lenses were clear, non-prescription glass, a pair she'd found in the drugstore years ago when her mother had first entered the Brotherhood, dragging Sarah and her father along with her. Sarah didn't need them to see, but they, along with her frumpy clothes and the extra weight she'd put on, kept her from being of interest to men, especially to the prophet, Father Caleb. Several strands of hair had escaped from her bun, and she pushed them back impatiently, wincing at the small pain in her palm as she did so. She'd cut her hand somehow, on the steel side of the seat in front of her on the bus. The small wound had mostly stopped bleeding, but she hadn't been able to get a Band-Aid to cover it. Surreptitiously, she blotted it one last time on the underside of her rusty black blazer, glad that the bloodstain wouldn't show. "Sarah Michaels?" said the attendant again. She was a slim brunette seated at a gray metal desk. It matched the gray couches scattered around the large lobby of the Tampa Human Kindred Relations Building, where the interviews were being held. Beside her was a 12-foot-tall Christmas tree, decorated with red and gold ornaments and tinsel. It was incongruously colorful in the bland surroundings, and it didn't match the weather either, which was hot. Of course, in Tampa, it was always hot. "I'm here," Sarah said, in a voice that trembled only a little. "I'm ready," she hoped. "All right, go in through the double doors. Commander Cesar is in the second office on the left. He already has your resume."
"Thank you." Sarah bobbed her head nervously. "So, I'm interviewing with him exclusively? I mean, there aren't any other, supervisors or..."
"Commander Cesar doesn't let anyone else help make his decisions," the attendant said briskly. "He's very particular about who he hires, and he won't allow anyone else to have a say in it."
"Oh, okay. So I'm going to be in there alone with him?" Sarah asked.
The attendant must have seen the look of uncertainty on her face, because the bored indifference of her own expression softened a little.